And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. This is Roland. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about the tree of life. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Two different trees. And which one you partake of will determine your destiny. Let's talk about it. Welcome. My name is Roland. I've been on the radio for 27 years. And I've written 19 books. And I've always been saying the same thing from the very beginning. The only difference is now I say it better than I used to. A lot of you have issues. You got problems. You have family problems, health problems, relationship problems. Life is not working out. And you wonder, what's wrong? And why am I so unhappy and nervous? And who am I? What is my purpose in life? Don't you ever wonder such things? And everywhere you go, it seems like they're doing the best job they possibly can, and they are very good at it. They are very good at it, at distracting you with this argument and this political situation, this ball game, and this coach did this, and this player did that. And see, they're so good at distracting you with music and comforting you with music. See, they want to keep you down and keep you at a very low level. And they comfort you there, don't they? But how many of you have found out in life that there's no such thing as a free lunch? There's no such thing as a free lunch. I'm going to talk about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's no free lunch. And when you eat of that tree, you are precluded from the tree of life. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I'm talking about the Garden of Eden. And I can see, based on the lives of people around me, I can see that it's not a myth, it's a reality. The Garden of Eden and the fall in the Garden of Eden, we're all fallen creatures. Okay? So, have you noticed how many times people are being subtly degraded? Overtly or subtly degraded? You know, you go to an event and you think you're going to hear some nice comedy, and then all of a sudden there's a naughty joke, something inappropriate, see, or some rude remark is made. They make rude remarks about everyone, and behind your back they make rude remarks about you, see, but to your face they smile, tell you how wonderful you are. As long as you have money to give them, as long as you can pay them their money, as long as you can find money or charge it on your credit card or somehow come up with some money to keep, see, but as soon as you don't have money anymore, as soon as you can't pay them anymore, then find out what they think, you'll find out what they really think of you. See? So wouldn't it be nice to be upgraded? Wouldn't it be nice to start getting better and become happier and more successful and see hope? To see hope at the end of the line, and to live each day sweetly and beautifully as you did when you were a little child. Remember when you were a little child? Every day was an adventure. Well, humans were created to be free. Humans were created to be free. But now look, everywhere people are enslaved to the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil. See? Now, let's talk about it. The Garden of Eden. God said, God was very nice. He said to Adam, you know, enjoy this garden. Enjoy the beautiful earth. You can wander around upon the earth and discover all of the wonderful things that you want to. Science, math, art, music, nature, the beautiful forests and lakes and rivers and mountains. And you can enjoy everything. Okay? But there's just one thing I don't want you to do, and that's to eat from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the only thing. Well, what do you suppose Adam did? He went ahead and ate from it. And why did he want to eat from that tree? Because he wanted to play God. He wanted to be admired and respected and have knowledge. And how about today? How about education? Isn't it a big business? Urging you on to spend more and more money and go deeper and deeper in debt, getting more and more degrees, more and more classes, more and more knowledge, so that you can be a success and lord it over other people. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. This very special program is called Shedding Shackles. I used to call it Talk to a Pastor, and you still may call it Talk to a Pastor. But what you get here is not knowledge. I'm not giving you knowledge. What I'm giving you is some words that hopefully may awaken you. To awaken you to think outside the box, and awaken you to refine your own calm center of dignity and begin to flow from within. Wouldn't it be nice to flow from within instead of perpetually reacting to everything on the outside? You see, the way you got into the mess that you're in now is because you always have been reacting to everything. React, react, react. And then when you react, then you become emotional and upset. And then you go into your thinking. You escape into thinking, and you think about what happened and what she said and why did he say that and what am I going to do and how am I going to do this and how am I going to get this money and that money and how am I going to get out of this jam. And so you get lost in your thinking, and round and round and round you go in the squirrel cage thinking, how am I going to do this, how am I going to do that, worrying, worrying. Meanwhile, your tummy is upset, and see, you feel all tense and nervous. Finally, you say, I'll go to some expert. So then you go to the experts, okay? And maybe they help you, but maybe they don't. Maybe they help themselves to you. Instead of helping you, they help themselves to you. Or maybe they do help you. But once again, then everything you do is externally based. But a lot of times when they help you, the help that they offer isn't really helpful. See, remember the old expression, you're better off teaching a person to fish than giving them a fish, because if you give a person a fish, they can eat for a day. But if you teach them how to fish, then they can eat for a lifetime. See, so what you need you need the answer. You need to find out why you are getting into your mess. And I'll tell you why. It's because you've been eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You look to knowledge in your mind. You look to knowledge from other people. You're always looking to the outside for knowledge, okay? Now, maybe knowledge is good, how to fix a tire, okay? How to install a light bulb, or how to find the best deal on insurance, or I don't know. Maybe knowledge is helpful for those things. How to bake some fish or chicken, or how to make a salad dressing. Okay, so knowledge is... But for the important things in life, for your issues, for your purpose in life, for the relationship with your kids and with your partner, see, for those things, knowledge is a distraction. And what is knowledge good for? Well, knowledge feeds your ego pride. See, the more knowledge you ingest, the more you know, the more degrees you have on the wall. See, the more classes you've taken, so you can impress people, on your wobbly throne. And it doesn't even have to be school knowledge. It can be street knowledge. People think themselves really clever because they have knowledge about drugs or they have knowledge about sports scores. Look at people who are gamblers, gambling on football, gambling on basketball. See, they study the teams and who's injured, and this fantasy football. It's just, you know what it is? It's a huge distraction. See, your whole life is distracted away until it's all gone. You need every second of your life, every moment of your life, every ounce of your energy, every year of your life you need to be able to find the reason for your existence, the purpose for your existence, why you're here, and to find the secret, to find the secret to eternal life. And so you're wasting your time. And meanwhile, while you're playing your fantasy football and your video games and so forth, see, your relationship with your partner and your kids deteriorates. Okay? And then what? See, how many of you men have made so many mistakes, and then all of a sudden you find yourself living all alone in an apartment? Your kids hate you, your partner hates you, and you end up with nothing. See, long time ago you should have sobered up, threw away your lottery tickets and the sports page and your texting, and threw all that stuff away and focused on finding what's really important in life. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. We're talking about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, what is knowledge good for? Well, I said it feeds raw knowledge without understanding. See, I'm not opposed to knowledge. I'm not opposed to taking a class, but it must have understanding with it. It must always have understanding accompanying it. How many of you remember when you were a little child and some authority was talking at you instead of to you? See, they were all knowledge. They had some pre-planned speech and they were giving it to you, and they didn't really see the situation. They didn't have understanding, or they applied things arbitrarily, arbitrary rules. They didn't have understanding. See, they were rigid. They didn't have flexibility. They weren't spontaneous. They lost it. And how did they lose it? At the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See? Now, knowledge. So what did I say it's good for? It builds up pride. And you know what they say about pride. Pride goeth before the fall. See, pride puts you in conflict with God. There's the great ego of the universe, and that's God. And he has a right to be proud of all the things he made. But when you play God, then you come in conflict with him. That's how you can find out there is a God. You go around and play God. Try to boss other people around and run their lives. See, make a mess out of everything. Ruin your family. Think you're so smart because you can you won a lottery ticket, or you won, figured out who was going to win the game, the baseball, the football game, see? Well, with your knowledge. Meanwhile, your life falls apart. Okay. Knowledge without understanding. You need understanding. That's what you need. And so knowledge must have understanding accompanying it. See? And then if you have understanding, then the words, the knowledge, they become tools of understanding, tools of intuition, tools of wisdom. See? I give the example. I just made an excellent YouTube video. I made a series, actually, two YouTube videos about video lectures about the tree of life. And I gave the example of Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein made some tremendous discoveries, didn't he? Notice the word discovery. He didn't dredge them up from his memory. He didn't invent them or make them up. He discovered the beautiful principles. And then when he discovered them, then he used his imagination, and he used words, and he used mathematics in order to think about and describe and talk about what he had discovered. But it came from intuition. See, it came from within. He intuitively realized what he did, and then knowledge was a tool, see, for him to express what he had realized. So that's a perfect example of living from intuition and trusting in intuition and not doubting it. And then flowing from intuition, then everything is good when you flow from intuition. But when you set aside intuition, when you set aside understanding because you want to play God, remember, understanding is from God. Intuition is your closest link to God, the inner light from God. See, and if you had always followed your intuition, if you had never strayed from it, see, you strayed from it, didn't you? You went along with the group, with the other kids. They said, hey, let's go smoke marijuana, or let's do this, and you just went along with them, didn't you? Because you had a weak character. You were a people pleaser, and you didn't want to be thought as being not cool, see? So you went along to get along, and didn't want to rock the boat, and besides, you were angry. You were probably resentful toward your parents. Okay, they didn't get things right, but that doesn't give you a right to resent them or to hate them, okay? But you resented your parents, undoubtedly, and so you were rebellious, and so you were easy to be led astray by the Pied Piper of music, the Pied Piper of marijuana, the Pied Piper of drugs, the Pied Piper of social pressure and school pressure. See, all these Pied Pipers, see, they all had been eating at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge! So they said, study more, study harder, get higher grades, see, more study, more grades, more classes, achieve. Well, success is nice, but only if it comes naturally from your God-given talents and from what you discover and realize in life. So now you have to see that you've been had. Now you must take stock of yourself. Refine your inner ground of good. If you need some help, well, maybe you could try my meditation. It may help you. If you're sincere and you really want to find the truth. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love? Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Yes, indeed, life could be good and life could be sweet. If you could refine your intuition and flow from it, then everything could work out. And all the mistakes that you've made, okay, well, they would all be water under the bridge. You could make a fresh start. And this time, get things right, okay? First things first, remember? Christ said, put first the kingdom of God in his right way, and all other things will be added unto you. Okay? So, you need to get back in touch with what you know in your heart. Now, what I was saying earlier is that if you had always stayed, if you hadn't, become a little groupie and gone along with the peer group and be a marijuana smoker and tried to please a teacher, and if you hadn't resented your parents, and trying to please a teacher and perform for the coach and for the teacher, and if you hadn't been rebellious, and if you hadn't drifted away with your music and your video games, if you had somehow stayed close to what you knew in your heart, then you could have been an Einstein, you could have been a Madame Curie, you could have been a Susan B. Anthony or a Moses or a Paul or a David or a Jeremiah, or a Ruth, you could have been. But alas, you threw it all away. See? You threw it all away. And now the tree of life, you don't even see it. Where is it? Where's the tree of life? Because you're eating at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See? And with your knowledge, what do? You make judgments. He's good. She's no good. He's no good. This guy is no good. This is terrible. This person is good. This one's no good. All your judgments and secret judgments of other people. You see them make mistakes. You see how they look. You see what they buy. You see their family and you secretly judge them. See? Knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge. Judgments. Using knowledge to make judgments of other people and secret ones too. Well, that's not very nice. Couldn't you go through life and just see people without judging? Couldn't you learn to discern? See? Wouldn't it be nice to... Remember Paul said, whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever is noble, whatever is sweet. Think upon those things, Paul said. So wouldn't it be nice if you could be like a little child and see the butterfly and see the clouds in the sky and how beautiful they are? And love them, and love mathematics, see, and love the laughter of children, see, the way the rain shines on the pavement when it rains, and the fresh smell in the air. Couldn't you like all of those things? Think upon them, and think upon your Creator, the one who gave you life, the one who gave you life, the one who invented pleasure, and the one who invented joy, and the one who invented everything, marriage and love. He invented them all. But you don't think of him. No, you think of yourself. Why did she say that to me? Who does she think she is? Walking past me without even saying good morning. See, you're like a little tin horn dictator, a little tin horn god on a little wobbly throne, playing God. And see, it's not a very nice thing. So, could you go through life without judging other people? Could you stand it? Could your pride stand not going around and judging other people? And then the guilt for judging them, then you bend over backwards to be extra nice to make up for the guilt. See? And then you comfort yourself with food. Look at the knowledge of good and evil. Well, the knowledge of good and evil, there has to be some kind of another tree of bad food, I guess, to go along with the knowledge of the the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, there must be a tree of bad food to keep you lost in the sensations, the stimulations, see, of the chemical-laden food, and to keep you lost in the upset tummy and headaches and everything else that comes from eating bad food and sugar-laden food and artificially flavored and sweetened food and, see, all your fast food, so you eat that. See, the tree of bad food. So you're eating from the tree of knowledge to make your judgments, and you're eating from the tree of bad food. Where is the tree of life? You can't see it. Well, you're going to have to take stock of yourself and come back to what's important in life. Okay? Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you will take to heart what I have said. And, you know, I do have resources. I have a meditation that will help you to sit quietly and get back in touch with your intuition. I do have a lot of video lectures on YouTube. They're all free. And I've written some books. You can preview them free at Amazon. See, it might help to awaken you to what's important in life. Until next time, Lord willing, and the Greek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.